ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قلوب الرجال وحشية، فمن تألفها أقبلت عليه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The hearts of the people are like wild beasts. Whoever tames them, they would pounce upon him."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, and truly from his universal persona, is in his letter to one of his governors about the misappropriation of public funds. Truly, misappropriation of public funds is an issue which was not only important 1,400 years ago in the time of Imam Ali, but we could even say 1,400 years before the era of Imam Ali, misappropriation of public funds was a very serious issue, and 1,400 years after the era of Imam Ali alayhi salam, misappropriation of public funds is still a very serious issue. Now, it's interesting, but in one of his letters to one of his governors, who was said to have been misappropriating public funds, meaning, you know, he was misusing public funds, Imam Ali alayhi salam writes in this letter, "By Allah," meaning he is swearing upon Allah. He is, you know, Qasam Billah. He says, "By Allah, if Hassan and Hussein," meaning his two sons, "were to do what you have done, there would have been no clemency on my part for them, nor could they have affected my determination until I have taken back the right from them and have done away with the wrong produced by their unjust actions." Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
And so, dear friends, it's very interesting, but when we look at the statements of the infallibles, when we look at these words of wisdom, when we look at their letters, we look at their supplications and their du'as, we find such depth and profound meaning in what they're saying. For example, they might say one sentence, but you can take out a whole book, chapters and chapters of knowledge and wisdom from their words is really something like a miracle. And so here, just one of the points we find in this letter that Imam Ali is telling us that even if his own sons were to commit a crime, he would administer the law. Two, when it comes to taking the right of another person, usurping the right of another person, this is a very serious sin in Islam. And on the other hand, when somebody commits an unjust action or a wrong action, it also produces certain consequences, it has certain repercussions, and these repercussions are also very, very serious. And thus, adherence to the law by the rulers and statesmen and their holding everyone equal before it is undoubtedly among the philanthropic ideals in the relations between the statesmen and citizens. This concept was repeatedly called for and acted upon by Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another profound lesson brought to you by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
That's why that's the first important area in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen that built his character, his initiative, his drive, and the Prophet's support from a young age that built the personality of the Commander of the Faithful. Similarly, what do you find? You find the Prophet of Islam, when he's about to leave towards Medina, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that there are people who are going to kill you, so leave. He informs Ali. The Prophet says to Ali, would you sleep on my bed? The Prophet is then said and told by Ali one thing, which is what? He says to him, Ya Rasulallah, awataslam, are you going to be saved? Is your life going to be protected? The Prophet said, yes. He said, then very well, I will do so. So he sleeps on the bed of the Prophet. And when the non-believers, they come to strike, they remove the cloth and they see Ali ibn Abi Talib at that moment. Question, did Ali know his life will be saved? Most likely no. Most definitely no, the ulama say. Because that would take away the merit. That would mean nothing. If the Prophet would say to him, by the way, and we don't have any evidence, by the way, that Rasulullah would say to Ali ibn Abi Talib, sleep on my bed and I guarantee you that your life will be saved. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, I will give my life for your life, Ya Rasulullah. Because my concern is my faith. My concern is Islam. Above all, my concern is Allah. So I will give my life. And that's why Allah showed him off to the angels. The narration says, after he slept in the bed of the Prophet, Allah summoned Jibra'il and Mika'il, two angels, and says to them, who will sacrifice the life for the other amongst you? Both Jibra'il and Mika'il didn't want to. And Allah says, go down to the earth and protect my servant Ali. And say to him, what? You have tried to sacrifice your life for my servant Muhammad. They came, they descended. Amir al-Mu'mineen was on the bed, sleeping. They came next to him and said to him, Bakhin, bakhin, laka ya Ali. Congratulations, O Ali. Who are saying? Jibra'il and Mika'il. وَقَدْ يُبَاهِي بِكَ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَةَ السَّمَاءِ Allah is showing you off to the angels of the heaven. That is a realization to start off with about the sacrificial nature of Amir al-Mu'mineen. What does that mean? That sacrifice from a young age, a youthful age, he still has all his life. He's not married, yes. He still hasn't seen. He was perhaps, if we talk about that he was 10, when he was 23 years of age, 22 years of age. He's still in the fruits of his youthfulness.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.